The study by researchers at Northland College in Ashland found high phosphorus levels similar to nearshore areas of Lake Erie. The nutrient often stems from farm fields or urban areas and can fuel algae blooms. But the study's lead author, Matt Hudson, says the type of phosphorus washing into the bay is part of sand and clay runoff that binds to sediments, making it less likely for algae to grow. And unlike other areas, he says the watershed is largely forested.
I think it demonstrates that areas where we have less development are in better shape, are healthier. Even though we have a lot of phosphorus, it's not leading to these water quality problems that we see in other areas.
Researchers saw the highest levels following extreme storms in 2016 and 2018. That's raised concerns about the effects climate change could pose on water quality. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.